Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Kevin Jung, please?
Yes, I'm Kevin Jung.
Okay, sir, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
All right, then, are you 18 and older and registered to work in Oregon?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50,
definitely.
Or will not vote? Okay.
Definitely.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age?
I'm 24.
24, okay. All right, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race? Or are you white or Caucasian, black
white.
Or African-American? Okay.
I'm white.
All right. Thank you. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Confused.
What was that?
I think whatever, confused, whatever the middle one is.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Oh. Dissatisfied, I guess.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people, you know, say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important an issue is for you to have them focus on? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Protecting abortion rights, would that be not important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
I think a 10.
A 10. Okay, what about creating more affordable housing?
I think a 10.
Reducing crime?
I think a 9.
9? Securing the southern border?
I think a 6.
A 6. Okay, lowering taxes?
Oh, I think a 10.
A 10. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
10.
Tackling climate change.
9.
What number is that?
9.
9? Okay. What about funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
7.
7? Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you, you know, very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, but you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Lori Chavez de Raymer.
Have not heard of.
What number?
I have not heard of them.
Oh, never heard. Okay, what about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
50.
50? Okay, Joe Biden?
25.
25. Donald Trump?
60.
Janelle Bynum?
Say again?
Janelle Bynum?
40.
40. Democrats in Congress?
30.
MAGA Republicans?
30.
Okay, 30. Republicans in Congress?
40.
And the last one will be J.D. Vance.
100.
50.
50. And Ron Wyden.
Zero.
I don't know.
Don't know him. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. But, you know, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Republican Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'm uncertain.
Which one?
I'm uncertain. I've made up my mind.
Okay, so, okay. Be undecided. Okay, even though you say you're undecided right now, if you had to decide, which one would you lean towards at this time? Would that be lean Lori Chavez de Raymer, Republican?
Know.
Or lean, like, you know, towards Janelle Bynum? Or are you still undecided? Hello?